Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Today was a big up day for all the grain and agriculture commodities, not only grains, but also for cotton and also for cattle. So a really good day for agriculture here. To start off this week, corn futures up 12 and 3 quarters at 346 and 3 quarters. November beans up 22 and 3 quarters at 945 and a quarter. And then wheat futures in Kansas City and Chicago both up 6 to 7 cents. July of 2015, Kansas City wheat up 6 and a quarter at 579. Now, we did receive a lot of some rainfall here in western Oklahoma and throughout the Texas Panhandle. That scene has been official, as it will prevent some double planting of the wheat crop. And now we need more rain, of course, because we're still in the drought, but it is seen as beneficial. Now on the 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 day forecast, so the longer term stuff, they've taken rain out and left the temperatures as normal, but anything received is good up to this point. Now with that rainfall, you're also seeing some harvest delays in the Midwest. Not any real cause for concern, but for the soybeans specifically, the supply chain is so tight for soybeans, any sort of slowdown will lift the November beans, especially in the short term.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The government holiday today has delayed all the grain and USDA reports for one day this week. So the normal reports, which would be on a Monday afternoon of crop conditions, and then this morning's export report, will all be tomorrow afternoon. But the crop progress, we're expecting 20 to 25% harvested for corn, which will be behind schedule. It doesn't really mean it's a bad thing. With the record crop, you're going to be behind schedule just because it takes longer to go through each additional acre. Soybeans are expected to be around 30% harvested. The next big soybean report will be Wednesday. It's the NOPA crush report, which will give us a better picture of the demand. Of course, with prices coming down, you could only expect that demand would go up. Some other outside factors here. Today we're seeing the U.S. dollar index down fairly sharply, down about 32 points. And then, of course, we've got the report from Friday or last Friday, which is still kind of a hangover. It was considered bearish for corn and beans compared to last month's report, but it was a little bit lower than expectations. So you can kind of play that report either way. Of course, it was bullish for wheat, and that was the weakest thing today, even though that report was bullish.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle up 140 at 166.70. February up a dollar at 166 even. November feeder cattle 95 higher at 240.15. January up 102 at 234.12. December lean hogs 22 higher at 94.62. February up 87 at 92.10. December Kansas City wheat up 6.5 at 584 and a quarter. March up 7 at 585 and 3 quarters. December Chicago wheat up 6 and 3 quarters at 505 and a quarter. March up 7 and a half at 517. December corn up 12 at 346. March up 11 and 3 quarters at 358 and a half. November soybeans up 22 and 3 quarters at 945 and a quarter. January up 22 and 3 quarters at 953 and a quarter. December cotton 92 higher at 6502. March up 66 at 6250. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.